Okay, I'll start with the injuries. Desmond Bush has suffered a knee sprain. We need to get further evaluation on that because it's potentially knee and hamstring. Devon House had a shoulder. Anthony Levine left with a back injury, shaky ankle injury, and DeAndre Burrell groin. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, I feel like you normally do after your first preseason games. There's some things you're very happy to see, and there's definitely some things you were not very happy with. I think it's an excellent illustration of the progression you make from the practice field, to a scrimmage, and then to a real game. So, fundamentally, we can go through it. Probably in more detail once you watch the tape, but. Obviously the way we handled the football to start the game was not particularly happy about that. We had the ball on the ground way too much, the turnovers. But on the flip side of it, I thought our defense did an excellent job taking the ball away. So we spent extra time handling the football, and I think when you do emphasize particularly fundamentals in practice, it needs to show up in games, and that was not the case. So we have work to do there. Tackling, I got to grade that. And have a better feel for that once you watch the game, and just like everything else, the blocking and getting off blocks, the whole deal. So I thought the game management was okay. I thought our tempo was up and down in the first half. I thought Graham Harrell did a very good job picking that up in the second half. The defensive boundary discipline I thought flowed. I was pleased with that. So we have statistics and report that's done on our game management, so we'll evaluate that. But we have a lot of work to do, and that's evident. And this was an excellent football team, an excellent environment to come out and get started on our preseason.
Did you feel that Harrell kind of felt his way for a little bit and got more comfortable as the tempo got a little better?
Well, I mean, preseason games have so many different intangibles and angles to it, who's playing with who, matchups and things like that. And when you are in a normal game, you have opportunities to plan and be ready for matchups you do not in preseason games. So one particular series in the second quarter, the first second down, I wouldn't have called probably the two calls that I called based on what they had with the Chargers, who and what they did in the game, things like that. So I mean, you're gonna have the point I'm making. You're gonna have some ups and downs. We coach our quarterbacks that way. We talk about preseason football. You have a rookie that's played at Baker University in front of 1,200 people the first time in a huddle. So I mean, there's different elements that you have to prepare for, and I think it's a real strength of Graham, the way he is extremely consistent with his personality. It's an excellent trait to have, and it enables him to navigate through these types of environments. Every young quarterback, every backup quarterback that plays in preseason games experiences this. This is nothing new, but it's a great experience. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you don't want to see any of your players get hurt. We left a lot of people at home. Injuries was an issue for us coming into this game, and Desmond's injury didn't look very good. And hopefully we'll get some good news as this further testing goes on. But it's up in the air talking to Dr. McKenzie. It's a knee sprain potentially potentially hamstring. So. Did I notice her? Yes. I mean, she worked our second half. I thought she did a good job communicating.
Did the rest of the whole communication going through?
I mean, hey, I didn't spend a whole lot of time. It's your first game. It was our first game. I would have to say it's safe. We all have a lot of work to do. So I was focused on the Packers, and I thought they communicated well before the game. And, I thought the game flowed. That's what you look for. But I'm sure there's things that they can learn from, because I know there's a lot of things we can learn from. Really too early to give you an assessment. I know the one play that obviously was a big play for San Diego. But, I thought the number one offense, the transition out of a backed-up situation into a no huddle situation. You know, that's great work. You don't get those types of opportunities very often, or that's a situation you don't really practice. So that has value to it. That's something that we can use. So, and obviously Herb was part of that. I'm sorry. I just watched them a little bit. You know, frankly, I don't really have the opportunity to really sit there and watch players, individuals like you do in practice. I was more interested in the game operations and who was playing. Who was returning. You know, we had the issue obviously with Randall returning in the second half. So after the injury to DeAndre, I felt him. I thought he did some good things, but I couldn't tell you how well he played.